see and hear what.
Yeah. Okay.
That's about how I'll talk.
Then. Okay. Good. Well, I can change. I can up it here too if I need to. Okay. And this is about you, not me. So I'll be as brief as I can. And let's just have a go at it and see what happens. I'll start with a little introduction. Larry Bear Carlson is mounting a write-in campaign for Grand Marais mayor. Welcome, Bear.
Thank you.
And tell us why you want to be mayor of Grand Marais.
Well, I don't have any set agenda. When I noticed that Mark was running unopposed, I kind of figured that the people of Grand Marais deserved a choice, and there were a number of people that were encouraging me to run then, albeit late, as a write-in candidate, and I've got time, and I said, yeah, I think I'd like that.
Okay. Now, to your way of thinking, what's the most important issue or issues facing the city?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that. It's the same issue facing all government agencies, and that's, of course, money and services, and how do you balance that? Everybody wants less taxes and more services, and obviously that doesn't work. And so if I were to lean one way or the other, I don't know where we're going to get more money. The state is cutting back. The feds are cutting back. A small town like this, I don't think, can afford to fund every project that comes down the road. And so I think we need to take a bit of a breather here.
And by a breather, what do you mean?
Certainly not expand the programs that we have right now for a while. You know, it's not the job of the city workers to fund this, and so in terms of salary cuts, I don't think that's an answer at all, because they're not the only ones that live in the city. And they, of course, are not the only ones that contribute to the cost. It's kind of everybody's job, but I think it might see some lean times for a little bit here.
And would that mean, how about holding the line on taxes or cutting services? Is that possible?
Well, you know, for a small town like this, and the cost of living up here is a little bit higher than the metro areas, people really can't afford too much increases in taxes. And so if that results in a, you know, more back to basics and less public services, whether, you know, for a while, yeah, maybe that's what we're going to have to do.
Any ideas of what would have to be cut back?
Oh, I don't know. if you push me into a corner like that, I know I can get into lots of trouble. But like I said at the beginning, I don't have any set agenda. I think I'd be a good listener and listen to all the possibilities and then hopefully make an informed decision from there.
What about the idea of raising taxes? Cities don't have a cap put on them like the county does, or at least currently. I mean, is that, you were talking about fiscal responsibilities, that kind of keeping it where we're at, or
I don't see that we're going to lower taxes at all. I think that's perhaps a pie in the sky, but I don't see them going through the roof anyhow.
Mm-hmm. So any other issues that are besides the money issue that's facing the city that needs to be dealt with?
Well, the money issue is pervasive all over the place. And so what we're listening to on the national level filters down to the state and then to the locals. And we certainly can't afford to solve our problems and not let the state or the feds in on that. They have a responsibility here, too. And so I think we need to be fiscally responsible with what we have.
Is there any way that you can get the point across to the state? What they're doing to your local government aid, or do you feel strapped on that one?
Well, I don't know. I've been watching some of these interviews of other mayors from around the state and, you know, how they're saying that they cannot continue to function with their state aids being cut and cut and cut. And so perhaps there's a lobbying program with the mayors or with whomever, you know, on the state level. And, of course, we've got our representatives down there, too.
So as far as the future of the city is concerned, if you're elected mayor, you'll be there for a couple of years. Anything in particular you'd like to see accomplished during that period of time, aside from trying to handle the money issue?
I get a lot of comments that people think the city is becoming more and more like Bayfield, and maybe they want a little bit of a kickback to more simpler times, more old country values. And I think that might be good for a while, too.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean watching development or changing city codes or anything like that?
In terms of development, you know, we've had quite a bit of development in the last few years. And, you know, for some of the things that I'm hearing from the people in this city, they think perhaps we have enough of that for a while. Admittedly, you know, that helps out the tax base, but it seems like all of those new developments also have a lot of money that comes from the city as seed money for them, too. And I don't think I'm too much up for that right now.
And we are in a down economy, and one assumes that businesses will bounce back. Is there anything the city can do to help businesses now, or is it just a matter of waiting out the recession?
Yeah, if you'll notice, you know, the economy is improving, albeit very slowly, but the number of tourists that are coming up have been improving, albeit very slowly, and, you know, everybody wants it to happen immediately. Well, it probably isn't going to happen immediately.
Mm-hmm. Any ideas of how to make it easier for businesses, or are ordinances and everything in pretty good shape?
I haven't heard of any businesses complaining about the ordinances that are in place. And like I say, I don't have a set agenda here, and so I don't even know what the ordinances are.
That's fair enough, Bear. Write-in candidate for Grand Marais Mayor, Larry Bear Carlson. Thanks for talking with us.
And thank you very much for having me.